So Donald Trump, Xi Jinping getting together. They got a lot to talk about. Trade, Taiwan, the situation in the Middle East between the United States and what's happening at the Strait of Hormuz.
Sure.
With this blockade. Jonathan Hansen is the political scientist and lecturer in public policy at the Ford School at the University of Michigan and joins us to talk about it. Professor, it's good to have you.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
What do you foresee coming from this meeting? There's been a lot of talk about EVs and Chinese automakers making their way into the U.S. market, but that feels like a byline of some of the other bigger products, bigger issues that are going to be discussed.
Yeah, you know, I think the bigger context here is that, of course, China is a rising power in the world, and from a U.S. standpoint, that is, of course, a concern. However, both countries have too many pressing issues right now, including, you know, our trade situation and domestic political factors, that I think both countries are really just looking for stability in the relationship over the short term. And so there's a lot of economic things that are going to be discussed. So it's going to be about trade deals and other sorts of things.
Yeah, I got to figure, you know, trade, Taiwan, AI, rare earths, you know, kind of a package agenda, though. But realistically, though, Professor, what can be accomplished in just a couple of days?
Well, not, you know, a lot. There will be some announcements being made, but these are things that have been sort of negotiated already. So, you know, there'll be a big deal announced for sale of a bunch of Boeing 737 airplanes, which is something that's important, of course, for the United States. But this will be probably the first in a series of meetings. They're talking about maybe, four more meetings after this. Mm-hmm. You know, so there'll be a lot of things talked about. The U.S. is bringing a bunch of business leaders, Tim Cook from Apple, Elon Musk, Jensen Huang from NVIDIA, people who will be on that trip. So I think it's about sort of creating a framework for more negotiations around making more business deals. And certainly the things that you've mentioned, the rare earth metals are a big factor for the U.S. Kind of in the background is that China, of course, would like access to the American auto market. I'm not sure that's on the table for this discussion, and certainly U.S. auto manufacturers are concerned about that. But it is kind of looming.
There's been reports in recent weeks that the United States should even strengthen their ties further with Taiwan, because the United States obviously actively engaged with Iran over the nuclear weapons, over the Strait of Hormuz. And there was a lot of speculation, well, is the United States taking their eye off of what could be coming towards Taiwan? I know you're not a military expert, but when it comes to, does the United States have too big of a plate in front of them to be worrying about something else? How does that factor into the conversation today?
I think you're pointing out to a huge factor right now. You know, historically, the U.S. has been a very strong supporter of Taiwan. You know, we sell a lot of weaponry to Taiwan, for example, and Congress has approved additional weapon sales to Taiwan, which, by the way, the Trump administration has yet to approve its own delivery of those weapons. Trump just said 2 days ago that he expects to be talking about arms sales to Taiwan, and this is not something that we've even been willing to discuss with Chinese leaders in the past. So it does kind of raise the prospect of, you know, what exactly is Trump willing to do in terms of making a deal with China in a context where we are clearly occupied militarily elsewhere in the world. The war in Iran has, tied up a lot of our forces. We're expending a lot of bombs and missiles. It's pretty clear that right now we don't have the capacity for any sort of major military involvement in the Pacific. So this is a huge issue right now.
You know, and we heard the president say that Iran would be a major topic. Then he later kind of suggested it might not come up at all. But I got to figure that the president wants to try to get China to influence Iran to come to some type of deal, given, you know, its, you know, role as a major buyer of Iranian oil.
Yeah, he certainly would like China to use its ability to pressure Iran. I think going into the summit, he is playing down the degree to which he thinks he doesn't want to send a message that we need China to do this. He wants to send a message that the U.S. has this under control. Whether that's actually true or not is a different matter. And China, of course, is pretty dependent on oil coming from that part of the world as well, and has quietly put some pressure on Iran. But at the same time, China can't be too disappointed that the U.S. has sort of gotten itself mired in this situation, because it is a distraction for the U.S. in terms of the broader geostrategic things that we'd like to be working on. So it's hard to see China being especially cooperative, because essentially from their standpoint, this is the United States' mess and the U.S. should clean it up.
Interesting. Jonathan Hansen, we're going to continue to watch the developments out of Beijing. We know you will too. Thank you for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Yeah. You know what else is interesting too?
What's that?
Have you seen the news of where the Lions will be playing in week two?
Mm-hmm.
Thursday night football. They'll be playing in Buffalo at their brand new stadium.
Yes.
All right. They'll be their first game.
Okay.
For Buffalo in that new stadium. It'll be against the Lions.
Is that outdoor?
Is it outdoor? I think it's an indoor stadium now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an indoor stadium.
Okay.
It's
gonna be Does it have a retractable roof, though?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, so they've got all kinds of stuff.
Because they get snow, man.
Yes, they do.
They had to do something.
I don't know. I love it. Those Bills fans are absolutely out of their minds.
They love it.
They're going to be chanting, open the roof, open the roof. Yeah, it's snowing.
Exactly.
Right, right.
Exactly. If you want to go to that game, here's the seat price according to Vivid Seats.
Okay.
The entry price, $663.
Wow. $600 to walk in
to
the
sit
door.
On top of the retractable roof.
Wow.
$663.
I mean, compared to some of these concert tickets,
that might
be a bargain.
That's a lot.
Because some of these concert tickets are just outrageous.
Some of them are crazy. Some of them are crazy. $663 to get in the door is pretty nuts.
Wow.
To sit in the nosebleeds of a brand new stadium.
Just for one seat.
Just
right?
for one seat, correct.
Yeah, so $1,200 if it's two.
If you're taking a family, good luck.
Yeah. Taking a family.
You better take a HELOC out on
I'm
your house.
You know.
Yeah. Coming up on the other side, inflation ticks up. We'll talk to Patrick Anderson. It's JR Morning.